One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ramble. I'm a regular person at the end of the day, but like I don't always feel regular. So sometimes like I've got to express that weirdness.
When I'm in a new situation where I don't know anyone, I'm very quiet. Just because I'm like, what am I going to say?
It was hard being the only girl on tour. It was very difficult to like make sure that there was time to get ready and like doing the girl get ready stuff like while like the guys kind of got to hang out and enjoy the town. I could have gone to college if I had a scholarship, but that would have meant I needed to take a sport or something seriously long ago.
Wasn't your journey.
I'm already too late before I realized what would have worked.
Weren't too late. Look, we got to watch what we say because like Courtney, look where you are. This is a workout. This arm's gonna be so strong.
Oh my god. Shane, you totally could.
I can't. I really can't. Right. I've tried my whole life. I never could.
All right, Keith, get your shirt back on. It's time for the Smoshcast.
All right, Keith, put your clothes on.
Wow.
It's time for the Smoshcast.
Time for the Smoshcast. Everybody, put your shirts on. It's time for another episode of the Smoshcast.
Yeah.
Welcome. But actually, though, welcome. Hi.
Oh god.
It is your girl, Courtney, the lesbian at this table.
Come on.
And I'm here with my boys.
Come on.
Hey.
Shane Top and Keith Lee Junior.
Can I say Shane and I, we have never done
a podcast
together. Yeah,
that's
why did it so take weird. This long?
Which is insane because you and I talk the most shit.
The most shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of shit talking
it's
today.
It's a lot of shit. Welcome to Shit Talk. With
come on.
Keith and Shane.
What's some poop heads?
Love that.
It's Keith and Shane in the morning.
Poop heads. Yeah.
Poop heads.
Courtney's like, what have I signed up for?
Oh, God.
some bullshit.
You done?
We're done.
I need to help.
We're done with our shit.
We're done for now.
Yeah, we'll see.
For those just listening, you didn't get to hear Keith trying for a solid 5 minutes to make armpit farts.
Oh, that's going to be in.
Literally had to take his shirt off to do so.
I will do any. You guys know I do all the try not to laughs with my shirt off. So
you really do.
I'm used to it.
We never end a try not to laugh without you and Noah naked and wet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know it's a good episode when that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex sales.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
Yeah, Shane, I don't believe you that you can't do an armpit fart. I feel like your armpit farts would be gnarly.
I literally can't. Come on.
You got to get in there and cup it. You don't have to try now, but I think you need to try on your own time. Hey, little guy!
But they're like weak little like.
That's okay. Bop, they usually bop, are. Bop.
Like there's a tiny only so train. Much, like only a tiny train just moving along. Bop.
Well, he wants it to go boom.
Yeah. It's not an ass. Only so much air can sit in their pit.
Shane wants big armpit farts.
I need those big armpit farts.
Thanks, guys. Love this episode. Great start. Sorry, people who hate farts. But if you hate farts, then...
I like that beforehand we talked about, like, what are we going to talk about on this podcast? Oh, we're going to talk about this and this and this. We get it. It's just like, okay, let me try a fart with my arm. We'll talk about that. Hey, let's break that down for the next hour.
No.
Oh my God, this is a mess, and I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Wow. Okay, Keith, welcome. It has been a while since
you've been on
an episode.
Yeah, I've missed you, Keith. Yeah.
I missed you, the both of you guys.
I missed you very much.
Hold on, but you guys got to tell me about tour. You guys just went on tour.
We did.
This is my first day back.
Literally.
Yeah.
I actually had to come. We had our final show on Sunday, that Sunday in Phoenix, and then I had to come in literally the next day for a meeting because I'm directing
nuts.
Every TikTok ever.
Jeez.
But
come on.
Yeah, I was like barely even alive. Just walked in here just in a fog.
Oh, I was a zombie.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I was an absolute zombie.
I honestly, like, I really wonder if you would have enjoyed it.
What, tour?
Like, the performing's obviously awesome, come but on. Like, the sleeping so and
sleeping,
the...
Sleeping on a bus?
Sleep? Oh, I don't mind. And I'll sleep anywhere. Guys, okay, guys, you know I will sleep anywhere. I will sleep underneath this table, and then you guys will be like, Keith, it's time for you to shoot.
I guess that's true.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's true. We have caught you sleeping under a table before.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Multiple times.
And you say, Shane, you say you're able to sleep anywhere usually, but...
Yeah, I didn't have a terrible time. It's not that I couldn't see... Because I remember the first night, you and Damien said you didn't sleep at all.
No, right? I think I was just kind of laying there the whole time.
Yeah. So I feel like for every night for me, I slept, but I never got great sleep.
Yeah, it was like kind of dozy, like half sleep.
So I would actually fall asleep for the same amount of hours that I usually do most nights. I just was not feeling
hitting those REMs.
Would you guys say it was like excitement though? Because it was the first time like on tour for sure. You know what I mean?
It's more that it's so weird because you're on a moving bus in a small bunk that really resembles a coffin once you shut the curtain.
There's a curtain that shuts.
There's a curtain.
And it's stacked three high.
It's like built into the wall. It's not like it's, just an up bunk bed. It's like inside the wall.
It's like a drawer.
It's essentially a drawer with a curtain that you shut and you Velcro shut. Mm. And then you're really in this tiny space and you can't like get up too much or else you'll hit your head.
So my next question is, how did it feel to die?
Yeah, we were in the ground.
It's trippy.
Yeah, we had bottom bunks, so it was like definitely like in the ground, dead. Yeah.
Did you guys feel a lot of the shaking of the
a little
bus
bit.
And stuff too?
It would like sometimes you'd be rocking back and forth a little bit. When you're on the bottom bunk, you don't feel that as much. Apparently, the top bunks feel
you feel the most sway.
Got you.
Swaying.
First night, I tried the middle bunk, and I was like, yeah, that seems solid for me. Like I don't know, didn't sleep at all, and like I think a lot of it is I'm sure I was nervous, but then like sound. There's a vent that's like making like a sound, and then when you roll over, like you shift, you aren't like able to just like roll, like you can't, like because you might like accidentally fall out.
Roll out of the bunk.
When you said the word shift, I heard the word shit.
Yeah, when you roll, you shit.
Well, when you sleep in a bunk, you might just shit your pants.
No, like how was the bathroom process?
So you couldn't drop deuces in that.
Oh,
bunk.
You're not allowed.
No. But, I probably wouldn't have liked it.
But to be fair, we were only ever on the bus literally for sleeping. You'd get done with a show. We would get on the bus at like 11 p.m. At night, and then the bus would start moving. You'd go to sleep. And you'd wake up at 6 a.m. in another place.
Oh, wow.
So you weren't, it's not like you're on the bus all day, every day going, you can't take a shit. Like it's just when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you had been there, you'd probably be hella napping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just like anywhere.
Yeah. We were just tired every day, all day.
Coffee was a thing.
I was drinking a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
I was having like, I usually don't, but on the tour, I would have coffee in the morning and then I'd have coffee in like the afternoon.
Good Lord. Like right before the show, kind of.
Yeah.
Hold on. How were the actual like dates? The kids? Like,
I will say
on.
That's the most fans we've ever met like in a week. Because it was like, must have been like 100 plus in each town that we got to take photos with and stuff.
So at least 500 fans by the end of the week that we met.
Even like, I don't even know
more.
How many. Yeah.
But they were honestly all great.
I think the San Diego show was the best.
I wish I would have been there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right. It was really fun. Yeah. Like I think a lot of people like, because VidCon is a huge commitment.
Right.
Like, if you want to meet fans, you have to commit to this entire trip and, like, a convention and everything. This is just a show where you get to meet the people. So it's, like, a lot of people got an opportunity that they never had before.
Right.
And it's cool because at VidCon, I always, like, it felt very humdrum about, oh, we're going to go out and do a Q&A and nothing else. This time we got to do, like, fans paid to come to a thing, but we actually got to give them something in return. Like, a show and, like... put work into something.
Well, and there's freedom on stage too, right? I was trying to have new jokes. We're all trying to have newish stuff for every show. There was one thing that I was doing at the end of every show where after the show was closing, Ian would be on stage going, all right, thanks guys. Before we end, I want to have a heartfelt moment here. And then I'd come out from the crowd as Courtney freaking Miller.
Of course.
And just like
of
go
course.
Nuts. And it's super fun. It's super fun to be on stage and know like there's no time limit. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that's got to come up and use this stage after us. Mm-hmm. So we can just go wild. And I'm like, there's nothing stopping me from doing anything. Like, so I would go through the crowds, like giving people high fives and get on stage and just say whatever I wanted. It was really awesome. And then, like I said, the meet and greets beforehand were really cool because those fans are there to just, they're not there for VidCon to meet a bunch
they're
of people.
There they're there to you. Oh, that's beautiful.
And it was venues that were good for what we were doing for the most part. Like, because remember we did VidCon, Try Not to Laugh, on the big VidCon arena?
That was difficult.
People couldn't hear
yourself.
Us. This was like definitely not the case. So like, it was cool when we'd come out with a character. Like I came out as Boneless, or you came out with like Sassy Legs for some shows. Like the fans like scream, even if they just hear you. And like, so if they had heard Bobby from the block behind the shade, they would have been like, holy shit.
Oh, they would have freaked out. Yeah. They knew like obscure characters too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like random ones that were only a thing once.
There was a dude, my favorite.
This makes me so happy, guys.
My favorite.
Getting it all right
now. So the meet and greets, literally everyone was really cool. There was like, it was really cool people. There was, I have a favorite though.
A favorite?
I have a favorite fan that we met.
Okay. Which one was it? I feel like I know which one.
I think it was in Sacramento. It was this, I want to say it was like this 13-year-old boy, super sweet. He was wearing this video game shirt, this very obscure video game called Persona 5. And he had headphones on, glasses, and he walks up and his mom was with him. And he walks up, he has this huge smile on his face, and he just walks up to us and he goes, "Hello, fellow humans." And then just plants there, freezes, doesn't say anything more, just stares at us with a smile on his face. And we all kind of like talk at him a little bit, where like Damien and I are like, "Oh, Persona 5, I love that." And he's just kind of staring at us just like, and we're like, "Dude, that's so cool. I love your whole ensemble. Like, oh, how, like, that's awesome. You're great, man. You're great." And he's just there like,
nodding
and then
along.
And then his mom's like, "All right, let's get a photo." And he kind of just like turns around towards camera. We all like get a photo.
Yeah.
He has not moved his face or anything, just stayed perfectly still. And then we get a photo and we're like, "All right, it was nice to meet you, man." And he just goes, "Goodbye, fellow humans," yes. And walks away. And I was like, "Dude, that's awesome." Because like, obviously all fans are like super nervous. I'm like, the way he decided to handle it, I admire him so much, to be like, "You know what? Huge smile on my face. I'm going to say hello, fellow humans, and goodbye, fellow humans."
Yes.
And then I realized when he walked away, I was like, "Holy crap, that kid might be a robot." And not even like just basic programming of like, okay, I programmed this robot that looks like a human to say hello, fellow humans, and goodbye, fellow humans, and that's it. I hope people are going to catch him, right? But we're just there like, "Hey, buddy, how's it going? What's up? That's awesome."
We're gonna catch him.
He was so dope. Because like, I remember what it's like to be young and be a teenager and be nervous, and how I would try to handle those nerves is I would just stumble over everything I'm saying. So I'm like, I love seeing the different ways people handle nerves. And that was one of my favorites I've ever seen.
I think if I was like a 13-year-old something meeting my fans, I'd probably just be the silent, just like trying to absorb with my eyes everything like before everything. Me.
I'm still that way. When I'm in a new situation where I don't know anyone, I'm very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm like, I don't, what am I going to say?
And you're just absorbing whatever's around
you.
Yeah,
like, I'm that type.
You are very quiet. You are very quiet.
Yeah.
You don't know people. Mm-hmm. You're like, "Hey, what's up? How are you?" Very like, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even remember like as a kid being at Disneyland and like meeting Belle and just being like silent and just shocked. Like just not understanding what's happening. Like this person that I've seen is now in my real life eyes.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's a lot because when I've been at Disneyland with my nieces, we'll see, they'll be like, "Oh, there's Ariel." And I'll be like, "Yeah, do you want to go meet her and get a photo?" And they'll be like, "No."
Yeah.
Because they're terrified. And I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah. Some people you just want to appreciate from
afar. From a distance. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of people just like in life.
It's like, "I see you, boo."
Yeah.
"I see you."
Yeah. I don't need to interact.
Right. Right. "You cute over there."
Yeah.
I like your dress.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
there has been a shift, yeah, but we're back.
But now Keith has moved. It's not teleportation.
I should never wear all black to this because this is a black, and then it's just a head floating, and then Shane covers me. It's just a lot.
Mm. It's kind of funny, though. You're just a floating head right there.
Yeah, why'd you wear all black?
Because
it is your vibe.
It's my vibe. Yeah. It's like sometimes I'm just like, you know, like I go through my little emo stages and I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling dark today. I'm going to wear all black.
Wow.
I feel like you've had your style's great. I feel like you've had a similar vibe since I've known you.
There's always like an article or a bit that stays consistent in everyone's wardrobe, like everyone here. You've always had the cool shades.
And the hat.
Dad hat, especially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like your boot situations always fly.
I love my boots. Love my boots.
I feel like this is actually a good table. Us three. I mean, everyone in the squad was always like very into fashion, but
I was the one who changed.
You got.
I feel like all of you guys had your thing from the start.
I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning.
I know, but you still had like a sense of style. I didn't when I started.
Shane would wear those boots, black boots.
Palladiums.
Palladiums.
Which are dope, but the problem is I would only wear those every day, all day.
No, when Shane turned up his whole style situation, it was like, oh my God, Shane.
It was like someone pressed upgrade.
Like, literally. I mean, for real. Like, it was like next level. Mm. Shane went from hot to, oh my God, Shane top!
Whoa! I have no idea what my style is right now, guys. I'm like having a hard time. Like right now, I'm just in a big baggy t-shirt because I'm trying baggy clothes now.
No, baggy is dope.
Baggy's in. Dude, tie-dye and baggy is
in. I like baggy on girls for sure.
Tie-dye is really back in and I dig it.
I feel like I, for a long time, was like, I have to show off my good features, so I need to accentuate everything. But it's like, no, I know what I got.
Baggy's
dope.
Sick.
I just shop, though, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking for anymore.
Just like whatever makes, whatever moves you. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Don't take it yourself too seriously in that department. Just do whatever.
I'm reminded every now and then of, as a human, you can wear pretty much whatever you want.
Whatever.
Like, unless your work or school has a dress code. But outside of that, you can wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, so when I go thrifting,
you've been thrifting a lot lately.
This is a thrift find, what I'm wearing right now. I'm down to just wear some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Might as well. We do this for a living. Yeah. Might as well be weird.
Dress how you feel on the inside. Courtney, you said that earlier. Yeah. That's one thing that I've been trying to practice for a while. That's why my style has been getting a little crazier. I'll have my friend like get me some like cool like thrifted clothes.
It's awesome.
Like, I'm telling you, you feel so much better. You feel like it gives you a, it's just like it's a freedom almost. And it's an expression, so if I feel like, you know, if I just wear like some regular people clothes, you know, which I'm a regular person at the end of the day, but like I don't always feel regular, so sometimes like I've got to express that weirdness, that like thing I feel like I'm all over the place right now.
It is really freeing to wear something weird. That means at all moments you're already taking a risk. So you already feel like you've taken that plunge. So you feel more confident to take more risks. I've noticed when I do that, when I wear something that I'm like, in the morning, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to wear that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Then I feel like, oh, I can do anything today.
For sure. That's a part of, like, that's what has happened to me in the last like 6 months since I've been doing this.
Your Instagram's been crazy. Photoshoots of your awesome outfits, dude.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, I love you. Yeah. I love y'all.
You should teach Shane a thing or two. He doesn't gram ever.
No, Shane like does the banana thing.
I do silly stuff on my
Shane
Instagram.
He has his vibe.
I do sometimes post fashion picks.
Okay, hold on. No. So what we should do?
They're insane.
I love to thrift. You love to thrift. We should go thrift and then like take some cool pictures.
We should. We should.
Cute.
I think that would be fun.
I'm super down for that.
Okay.
I went thrifting hard this week.
Yeah. What places did you go to?
I was in the valley, so I swept up and down the valley and found all sorts of stuff.
Oh yeah, they got some cool spots.
But I need to go to Melrose Flea Market. Is what I need to do. I don't know if that has clothes or is that
the flea market? That's on Sundays.
It's everything.
I think they close down at 4, but they have everything. And I've gotten a cool Michael Jackson shirt over there.
That's awesome.
So I just put it out there. It was like $10. It was really cool. I got these glasses actually from there.
Really?
Oh, really?
$10.
Fuck.
Yep.
Remember those glasses I got for you that just kept breaking
like crazy?
They did those.
But they were flies.
Those were really cool.
I loved them.
Thank you, Court.
To those listening, because I know a lot of you are, a lot of our listeners are younger. Dude, thrifting is the way to go.
Go thrifting.
Because man, if you're on a budget, you can still get a whole wardrobe for like 30 bucks. Right. You can get a lot of stuff.
It doesn't, you don't have to spend money to look like money.
Exactly.
I mean,
man.
Growing up, that was like my wardrobe up until I was like 12 or 13. It was either hand-me-downs or thrifted clothes because that was just like what was affordable. I remember my first pair of skinny jeans ever, and I was like, I'm finally cool, was a pair of Flying Monkeys from a thrift store in Thousand Oaks. And like, it was crazy. The thrifting, like, you can find so much cool stuff there. I love finding like crazy little decorations or like weird, quirky like tchotchkes.
Yeah, finding there's no need to buy plates or glasses from anywhere because you can just get them at thrift stores.
I just wanted to hold the young Courtney because you just said I got some skinny jeans down. Cool. I just said, give me a hug, little girl. Give me a hug.
And it was really sad because I'd wear those skinny jeans like every day, but they would eventually lose their skinny, you know, because I'd be running around. And so like laundry, like there's so many of us, so laundry didn't happen very often. So like girls would look at me and my skinny jeans weren't skinny. I was like, I don't laundry.
No way to do that though. Like, you could just dry them. Like, put them in the dryer. Like, I wish I could have told you when you were 12.
Yeah, it's okay.
But like, we need to go back in time and tell teenage Courtney that she can throw her skinny jeans in the dryer. Yeah. Hello, and she's like, what the? Like, listen.
You must dry your.
Throw
skinny
those
jeans.
Skinny jeans in the dryer. What? Who are you? Don't worry.
Peace out.
Goodbye.
Sorry, I'm burping a lot today, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Courtney, you always burp, though. We are used to it.
I know, but he doesn't like when I burp on the pod.
Really?
It's not cute.
Really?
But no, you're right. Like, why would I want that right in the microphone? We don't need that here.
Yeah.
It's fun in casual conversation, but not on the
pod.
It also makes the microphone smell like Pop-Tarts for the next people to use.
You're bullying.
Why did you say Pop-Tarts?
I don't know. I was trying to think of just something.
No, Pop-Tarts is fun. Like, I know you haven't had a Pop-Tart, but for you to say that and come off the dome, you are incredible. Pop-Tart, bro?
I don't know.
No, that's good. What more do you want?
I eat Pop-Tarts.
What more do you want?
I do.
Courtney, but you did not eat one this morning. No. And he said that like you ate one this morning. And
it's,
it was
it's a severe accusation there.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Shoot, that was good.
Yeah, I'm surprised your brain's still coming up with good shit after a week of frying our brains with improv to the max.
He is not
thinking anymore.
He's a robot too.
Yeah, I'm definitely a robot. That's why I like that one kid, because robot recognized robot.
Hello, humans.
You're a synth.
Hello, fellow humans.
I think I kind of want to talk about this, but I feel like you might not want to comment on it. It's just like the there were so many fans giving phone numbers to the boys.
What?
I never had anyone give me
there was some in the fan mail that we got after.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like it was very interesting for me to see the boys or Damien got a couple.
I feel like Damien gets the most.
Yeah.
Damien's so, he's so personable, I guess, is that people feel like he feels very approachable, I think, to people, which he is.
He really is.
And he really cares about the fans and stuff. So I think he gets more of that.
Yeah. He's very inviting. I mean, we're a very inviting group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Damien is just he's got that type of energy.
Yeah. This is no Dobre Brothers meet and greet. Like, we're very, we hug, we whatever. It was the first time that I mean, not the first time. I'm sure I felt protective over you guys. And it's not like a predatory. I mean, in a way, it kind of is. For me, when I see a fan kind of propose a date, like there was a fan who like introduced themselves and gave a phone number. And it's like, if you'd swipe right on me. And I'm just like, for me, seeing that, it made me uncomfortable to see it. So you don't have to come on this. I don't know how you feel. But
I don't. It's not. It's uncomfortable. Only because it puts us in a position of like, oh, I don't, I'm sorry, I've never met you. So I can't. And then you feel bad if you're saying, giving like any sort of no, because it's like, I don't want you to feel like this is personal, that you're not enough. It's just that I actually don't know you. And I guess my advice to people who would give out a number to someone they're a fan of, I would just highly advise against it because you just don't know them. And look, Damien's a good guy. I'm a good guy. Like, I still, the ultimate factor is that you just don't know us and we don't know you.
They're
but
very
also, there's other people's actors, celebrities, whatever, that you give a phone number to, and just because they're famous doesn't mean they're trustworthy. And just because you like their content, just because they're cool on camera, doesn't mean they're a good person off camera.
Exactly.
So be careful.
Really good job.
Those girls are very lucky they're giving their phone number to guys like you.
Yeah,
because they're, I mean, even like, I have heard about internet people like just taking advantage of people like that. Wow. And it's just definitely not like be careful and like.
And there's.
I just feel like it's kind of. I just think it's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
I feel like it's really inappropriate. Because it's this. Take me if I'm standing at a bar and a guy walks up and is like, "Hi, nice to meet you. Here's my phone number." It's not like for me, like that's never gonna happen because like I don't know you. We literally just met just now.
And I know it comes from a good honest place from fans and people, and you know if you're listening and you did this, I don't want you to feel bad you did this. It's just that it's tough, and we do have I think there are rules that we have on us with just working for this for Smosh and everything.
There are guidelines.
We just can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I it's more honestly my thought is always more on the safety for fans of giving out their number. Like Shane, you just got to be careful.
Shane is like a stand-up guy. Like that is the best way that anybody could have ever put it. Honestly.
Yeah. Because for me, I'm like I'm upset. I don't like that's happening.
Well, no,
to my boys.
No. Which are rightfully so. Like this is like we're all like brothers and sisters here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like the same thing would go for you as well. You know what I mean? Like we all look out. It's like that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that advice that he came around. And like just to let them know, because you know he has a different perspective than you on it.
Yeah,
it's just like really well put, and I feel like he put that he hit the you know it's just it's understood now.
Yeah,
it's understood now, and I think the fans out there I think they'll appreciate it as well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Really good advice. Really good advice.
There was some crazy fan art and projects that were given
really
to us.
Cool.
That one girl spent she said like 30+ hours creating.
My God.
What is that thing called where it's like the wax, the plastic things that you put together, and then when you heat it up, it like kind of melts together into a piece of art. Those are the things that were on our desk.
Oh, yeah.
There's one for you somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have that?
Yes. Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Come on.
Framed,
I didn't even see it, guys.
They're framed. They're really cool looking.
I want that.
The fan art's always really... I'm always really impressed by the fan art.
Fan art is like my favorite. Like visual arts was my first love. Doing things like with my hands and everything. Like art is my first love. So whenever I get art, I usually like hold on to it and you know, all of that.
It's really cool.
Yeah, someone gave me a Brianna Boho coffee mug. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
It was really fun.
I hope, like, that would have been really fun, like, for all of us to do something like that. Like, if anything, it was hard being the only girl on tour.
You need that Olivia energy.
Touring as a girl is fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it was very difficult to, like, make sure that there was time to get ready and, like, doing the girl get ready stuff,
right.
Like, while, like, the guys kind of got to hang out and enjoy the town,
right.
Which I was so bummed that I, like, it was like, because I'm a girl and I gotta do this now, I can't, like, hang out with my friends or go.
Yeah.
It really bugged me,
you
and I got over
there.
It, but.
And I will say, even though, like, I got some time to explore stuff, there was far less time to do stuff than we thought there was going to be. A big selling point of this tour was like, man, we're getting to explore all these cities and stuff. It's like, no, you wake up on a bus and you got to kind of like you can maybe go get breakfast and see some stuff. But you're getting up and you're getting ready and you're going every day. It's just work.
I have a huge amount of respect for YouTubers that are doing like months of this or like I just wish I could pick Tiny Meat Gang's brains what they do. I mean, their show is like written and it's in a way it's like a two-man stand-up show. I mean, from what I saw earlier on. And then I want to like find any female YouTubers who toured and just like ask them what
ask
it was
them.
Like
because
it's like
brains.
It's not like a Lady Gaga concert that's like everything's rehearsed and planned and there's a makeup artist there. It's you're on a bus and then you're in a and then you're in a green room that might have a mirror set up or like there we sometimes would get a hotel room for the day just to be able to shower like
it's tough.
Get makeup
it's tough.
Done.
I just want to say also guys, you guys have to like pat yourselves on the backs because this is the first time you guys have done it. And I remember like when we were here all the time, we had like had talks about it. And to finally see you guys be able to do that and like you guys are still alive. Nothing bad happened.
I mean, nothing
you
too
guys
bad.
Got so much love from the fans. You know what I mean? They love you. You got some numbers, which you want.
They really
you
love
know what
you.
I mean? Like you guys are here right now. We're back to doing it. Like I think you guys really have to give yourself credit and the team around the Smosh team is incredible. Like you guys, nobody knew what they were doing, you know what I mean, but you did it, and then you also had to do it without like half the squad there as well.
Yeah,
so not
tough,
so you know
man.
What I mean, like you guys did it and you guys should like really like get round of applause.
Oh, thanks,
thank you. Can I clap? Is that annoying?
It's fine.
Okay, sorry. I'm not gonna do that.
Apparently, one homeless person tried to get into the bus in Sacramento.
Oh, lit. Well, that's Sacramento, though.
Yeah, it was Sacramento. Our bus was like parked near an alley that was like very scary to walk through. Rough.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we used to film in Sacramento, we used to be scared.
The Smosh studio there was just, yeah.
There were noodles all around and people just like come, starting stuff. Yeah. It was not cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Look, been there, done that.
It was tough. It was tough to do Try Not to Laugh sometimes because honestly, Keith, I feel like when you're in Try Not to Laugh, that's when I do my best.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I feel you, more confident in taking a risk with a joke or trying something new with you.
Oh.
Because I just feel like I'll make the dumbest, weirdest jokes and you'll understand it on some sort of level.
Shut up, Shade. I mean, look, no, keep going. Oh, that makes me
well,
because so
when I did it a lot of places was I do this woman at a bar. Hitting on a guy, and I started it with you.
It's my favorite.
Because I don't know, like there's something funny about
it. Yeah, you'd say different stuff every time.
Oh, yeah, because what it is I'll be hitting on you. But then I always order something weird. Like, cause I feel like in a lot of movies or TV shows, a woman like orders something like crazy.
To describe herself in a way.
Yeah. Hey, I'll have a whiskey neat. It's like, oh wow, you're badass. So I'd be like, wow, hi there. First time in Seattle. And then I'd be like, can I get a hose filled with milk? Like, dumb stuff.
Weird stuff. What was the one you did, like music lyrics?
Oh, I did one where I was like, I was saying something to Damien. I was like, wow, you look very anime. And then I turned to the bar and I go, yeah, can you do me a favor? Can you defeat them, your demons,
and all the non-believers?
And I didn't sing it. I just kind of like said it. And
too perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was really good.
I had some I did that bit at most shows, but I did different lines.
Different lines every time.
That was kind of my thing.
That was the thing. Like the show, it's like half improv, half not. Mm-hmm. Like with all the things.
Well, I mean, you want to go in there and have something that you know is going to work. And like,
well,
all
the problem is
exactly.
You have all the, we didn't have enough room to bring a ton of props. It was kind of like we had to figure out what bits we were going to be doing for Try Not to Laugh, but also be trying to come up with new stuff without new props.
Yeah, it was really hard. Like there was a point where I was like, okay, brain. Let's think of something new. And my brain was like, nah.
But not to mention, we've already done like a million of these.
Yeah. I know.
not to mention.
We need to get new props and stuff.
Not to mention.
Yeah, Sarah's excited. She said they're going to get a bunch of new stuff.
We need new stuff because God knows we've done plenty with the baby doll.
Yeah. But it was really sad because it's like, it's one
thing. She's still with us?
Dude, that baby is messed up at this point.
Oh my God. Did she have all her eyes?
I don't think so.
Got you.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Courtney.
Sorry.
God, Courtney.
Kevin, we're sorry.
I'll say, like, the one sad thing was, like, because when you're doing a Try Not to Laugh video, it's a bit that's improv or whatever, and then it's on a video on stage or, like, on YouTube forever. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when I did one bit and it just killed, you're like, awesome. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone forever and, like, temporary.
You know what? I'm probably going to do those bits. A lot of the bits that I did on stage, I'm going to do again in videos because I'll do them on like you or Noah, who's never seen it.
Nice. And then a lot of other people haven't seen it either, but they'll know what's going on. People love a little callback. Yeah.
I was bummed like because we didn't think about like a no filming or no picture situation since it was like some of it's planned, some of it's not. And like some of it you really want it to be a surprise. Mm. And like I remember after the first show, I tweeted – being like, hey guys, like, thank you guys so much for the first show. Please remember not to post any videos or photos and ruin it for the other people. And like, there are some people who are like genuinely upset that were like, well, then how are the people who can't go to tour able to enjoy it? But it's well, this is an exclusive thing.
Well, like, you could have said probably like, wait till after.
Wait a few days.
Smosh made a tweet or something later that was like, and then people were like, now that it's over, like, I'm posting all this stuff. We do the tour because it is a special experience.
Right.
So for me, it's like, well, like, I know it's tough. Obviously, people in New York couldn't come to the West Coast tour,
but so far,
like, even Tiny Meat Gang, they put out an announcement recently where they're like, we are canceling this leg of our tour because it's time for us to write a new show. Like, we need to make some new content because you guys have seen so much of it already. Even Ian expressed, like, it's a bummer when we're repeating stuff. Like, it loses the flavor to us.
It was the thing that was going to happen, though. Yeah. Because Try Not to Laugh is so difficult on its own. And then to travel with it.
And then do it back to back to back. Because we'll have breaks between, you know, doing it. We might do like two in a day and then have a break. And then, you know, like
maybe one more.
You know, maybe. But like, to do it back. You guys did five, right?
Five
pretty
total
much. I mean, it's
that's in like it's, 5 days. That's
and
a lot.
It's technically two Try Not to Last games per show.
Yeah, we'll do a gauntlet at the end
with the fans.
Oh, wow.
And then we do two rounds of gauntlet at the end.
Good
and
Lord.
Then we do Try Not to Laugh at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of stuff.
The final green room was literally also backstage.
Yeah.
So all of our props and stuff were packed into this small room with us while we're trying to like chill. What?
Hold on. I think you were telling me about somebody getting into the green room. Like,
yeah. We were in Sacramento and
that's right. This mom.
Yes.
Dude.
We're in Sacramento
can't even be mad.
And the family, people who brought their family is coming backstage.
Yeah, our friends and family
hanging
come
out,
after.
Whatever. And then this one woman with her 12-year-old son, I think.
She was like, hey, can we get a photo?
Can we get a photo? Yeah.
This must be a friend or family of someone.
Whose aunt is this?
Yeah.
And their nephew. And so we get a photo with this kid and she's like, thank you. And then she leaves and we're like, hold on, is she anyone's plus one or guest on anyone's guest list? And we're like, no. We're like, wow, that mom just hustled back with the crowd. And knew she was not where she should be.
Well, Ian invited like half of the audience was like Ian's friends.
I know, but this mom, so she knew
she
knew she was backstage and shouldn't be there.
Don't do that, but like, damn, she did that.
And like, she did it and it's great. It's funny, but I'm also like, well, we got really lucky
that it wasn't
a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Good job. That's so crazy. That's like Tour Chronicles, guys. Like,
it's nuts.
I think that's
And
thing.
She was smart because she in it out. Yep. She wasn't there to like linger. She was like there to get a photo and be like, all right, boom, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her son's just probably there like you not even like.
Imagine what he's like, damn, my mom's awesome.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about,
very
mom.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. There was a
her
part
son's
going
to rob a bank and his mom's going to be like, yeah, I taught you well. In, out, get the job done. Don't get any eyes on you. Don't act suspicious. Be super confident.
You gotta do what you gotta
she
do.
She was damn confident.
Mm-hmm.
She acted like she was someone's relative.
Fuck yes, I'm all about it.
Yeah,
I'm all about it. She was nice to you guys. She got her picture.
She was like, that's the thing. Like, but still,
don't do that. Nobody else do
don't
that.
Don't do that.
Do not do that, guys.
No. Yeah, I think a couple people try.
We all want to feel safe too. Like that's the thing. We love everyone, but like we sometimes things. You know,
I'm not gonna lie, there was like a level of anxiety like that was carried out through the show. It's like you hear so many stories, and so like I couldn't help but like even in the best of times still having like in the back of my head like a little bit of
like what if something
goes
wrong.
Dude, which show was it with the fire alarm?
Oh, San Diego.
San Diego, which was the best show because it was so many fans that knew us and we'd met before and they were just ready to have some fun. But like right before the show was like starting, it was like 10 minutes away from going on stage and the fire alarm or like an alarm starts going off. And then there's a voice. It goes, there has been an emergency.
Please leave
the building.
No.
It's a preset recording.
Oh,
but like I instantly, my heart was pounding.
Oh,
I was terrified.
No. I would have been done.
Nancy,
I would have lost it.
Nancy, who was with us, like, kind of taking care of us the whole tour, she could tell. She's like, you're okay. She, like, held me. And, like, as we didn't know where to go. Finnerty was, like, trying to, like, figure out what to do.
It was
real rough.
It was a fog machine that caused
it. Yeah,
a
fog machine just caused, triggered the
but
fire
it is
alarm.
Scary, because, honestly, a fire.
I know.
Fire isn't what we were thinking. We weren't thinking fire. And if it said there's a fire, we'd all been like, oh, there's a fire. We're fine. But we're thinking, oh, God,
guns,
is someone trying to get
right.
backstage?
Or someone, yeah, someone being dangerous.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah, that would have got me.
And that's the thing, like, for fans listening, is just, like, it's never anything personal, but we're always worried about, like, oh, is there someone in the that we're meeting
that
or someone in the audience?
That could not only harm us, but harm
just,
the other yeah. people yeah. there. Like,
yeah, so we're just always kind of thinking about that.
So, like, with all of that being said and done, and you guys going on tour and everything, and, like, this brings me back to, like, I hate to bring it here, but, like, the Kobe Bryant passing and everything, like, with him passing and everything that's happening there and just seeing how the world is affected right now,
yeah,
I was just, like, thinking about my legacy and what I wanted it to be. There's only a few deaths that you see that where, like, everyone around the world is affected, and this is one of them. And, like, his legacy is going to be remembered forever. Mm-hmm. And I can tell by the way that everyone's affected. And I don't know, how do you guys want to be remembered?
Yeah, that's definitely something that, like, I even contemplated a bit during the tour. Is like, because that's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, our job is, like, a crazy lifestyle mm-hmm. where we're really impacting a lot of people mm-hmm. around us. Like,
millions weekly.
And then the fans that we meet that are, like, so many of them that are like, hey, you're, like, actively, like, improving my mental health with mm-hmm. your content. And it's like, that feels really good. Or, like, a girl came up to me and she's like, I was able to come out to my parents because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that was mm-hmm. really intense.
Hot damn. That hits you real hard in the feels. And, like, I don't know. It's a huge question. Mm-hmm. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered?
You know, it's something I can't think about too much. Because if you focus so hard on how you'll be remembered, you end up not. I feel like I would end up not living life because I'd be mm-hmm. thinking about that.
You're almost overcompensating.
Do you think Kobe ever thought about his legacy?
Oh, for sure.
You think
sure.
so?
For sure.
Well, okay. In the realm of play, when he was playing
Kobe
basketball,
but, like,
maybe.
His whole thing was to be the best.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's the thing. That's what he.
But
did.
That's also that's Kobe Bryant.
Right.
But that I think that's the mentality that he wants yeah. us all to have, regardless wherever we are.
Do you
know
think
what I
early
mean?
On he? Thought about that
I think
stuff?
That's an early on thing to think. Like, for him to get as far as he did and to do that, all that he's done, he's been thinking that way since yeah. he was a kid. You know what I mean? Like, that whole Mamba mentality, like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's like some, that ain't nothing new. That yeah. didn't just happen when he was, like,
for
playing.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And it was like, he thought about it, and I'm sure he did a lot of, he definitely lived, like, a better life than, like, everyone yeah. combined. You know what
I mean? There are people that, like, they want to be remembered just to be remembered.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but
yeah.
then there's people like Zendaya when you ask about, like, their level of fame, and it's not just a perk to her life. It's a responsibility.
Mm.
So, like, I'm sure he met young kids all the time.
Yes, that was what he was
like,
known
I
wanna for.
I want to be like you.
But he was influencing, like, even, like, athletes. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? The ones that yeah. were, like, around him. He was, like, trying to make yeah. them better. You know, yeah. like, I read something where he was talking to Allen Iverson, you know, and everybody was pitting them against each other, but they were actually really cool back in the day.
Right.
And it's so crazy because, like, I didn't see that growing up. I only seen, you know, like, the 76ers versus, you know, the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he texted Allen Iverson and he was like, yo, what are you doing right now? And Allen Iverson was like, I'm going to the club. And mm-hmm. then he was like, where are you going? Talking to Kobe. He said, I'm going to the gym. Like, that's just like, you know what I mean? And, yeah. and it shows.
Like, the different paths.
It shows.
And different priorities.
It really shows. And it you know, I find myself, you know, slacking so much and just allowing certain things to pass by or not working the way I should. And it really just, it put me in my place of like, ooh, okay. Like, quit playing. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm down to go to a bar and go and have fun. And like, instead of like sitting at home, writing with my friends, coming up with some like funny sketches or like, do mm-hmm. you know, like it's stuff like that, yeah. that really put it in perspective for me.
I think, you know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like, cause the Kobe thing was interesting cause people reacted to it so intensely,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially in LA, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know, I see a lot of comments on Twitter and then there's that part of me that even thinks like, but you didn't know the guy and yet people are so emotional about mm-hmm. it. And I'm like, it's not that they lost someone that they knew personally. They lost something
Something they looked up to.
He represented something to them that they feel like they lost. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he was my motivation. Mm-hmm. He was my inspiration, whatever. Yep. And so you lose that. And then you're like, oh, mm-hmm. God, right. I what do I do with that? And it's also a sobering thing when someone that you view as being immortal dies. Because then it's like, wait, what? He was Superman. Superman
people.
Can't die.
Mm-hmm. They are
if
people.
Superman dies, oh, no. And I mean, there's people that I probably don't even realize represent that to me, that if they died, I'd be like, what?
Yep, until it happens. They are people. They are people. They bleed the same blood that we bleed. They just are seen all the time.
But it's an important thing also to remember, because this goes to absolutely everyone, because obviously for us working in this space, there are fans who watch us that we represent something to. But also probably for everyone has a younger sibling or a friend or something that you represent something to.
Exactly.
And it's important to like recognize that and be responsible for that. And it's why it can be so shattering for if you break someone's trust or if you let people down in a certain way of like, hey, what do you represent to people?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's scary moments when you see something like if I'm like watching a movie or like seeing a moment that I'm like, man, that would be so cool to like do that thing or create that thing. And then you're like, I would need to get started toward that now. Like, or like, I need to start working toward that if that's something I really want. And like, that's scary. Like, it makes me think back to high school when it's like, okay, it's everyone's working on college applications and I wasn't for some reason. I just like, obviously I'm a space cadet, so I didn't even know they were happening. But also I was like, I couldn't afford college anyway if I wanted. I could have gone to college if I had a scholarship, but that would have meant I needed to take a sport or something seriously long ago.
It wasn't your journey.
Like, I'm already too late before I realized what would have worked.
Weren't too late. Look, we got to watch what we say because, like, Courtney, look where you are. You know what I mean? Like, we have to really, like, the journey that everyone else was going, like, that wasn't for you. And somehow, some, like, where, like, you knew that wasn't for you. You know what I mean? And you could have went down that road and, like, dropped out, done all that. But, like, also, like, look where you are now. Like, your journey is so much more different and so much more compelling. Knowing that you didn't go that route, you know what I mean? And it's like, you didn't miss out on anything. You didn't make the wrong choice. It's like, you made the right one. Like, you're actually, Courtney, when I look at you, you're actually living your dream, which is like crazy. You know what I mean? Because like out of all of us in the cast, I think you were the one of the only ones that were like, you like really into YouTube growing up. Like, this is what you wanted to do growing up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we came in as just in the beginning, it's just like straight up actors that like enjoyed creating and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, this is something that you have been watching, and to see you actually living it, does that not blow your mind? Like, you are like, this is your legacy. Like, you're living it.
This is weirdly like the perfect Frankenstein of my dream. It is, because like I was always like, I want to be an actor, or I want to sing, or I want to do music videos. I want to write. And this job has been weirdly like everything.
It's crazy.
It has been a while since I thought about that.
You put in a lot of work. Just because you didn't go to college, you were putting in the same amount of work as someone who was in college.
Right.
You were just putting in a different avenue. And I mean, that's the same
college. College is not for everyone.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, you know.
I dropped out. Shit.
I spent 10 years doing it, but that I think it's a matter of finding that thing you want. And if college is the path, then put in all your work there. And if it's not, it's
fine.
Ain't
for you, right.
But still be putting in that work towards whatever it is that you want. Right. You know, and you did that.
You got it. You got it. Don't worry about your legacy, because it's just going to keep going. Like, as much as you work and as hard as working as you are, it's just, you're going to like just fall right into it. It's just going to be like this. Oh, this was, oh, wow. It's just I'm talking some bullshit.
You can also go to college whenever you want.
Facts. Yeah. Big facts.
You literally can go to college.
The only reason I would go to college is to be able to teach. That's the only thing. To just teach film in high school. I think high school film teacher is like so fun. That looks so fun to me.
Yeah. That's cool. I never knew that.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah, that's, I mean, our high school film teacher, lovely man. I adored him. He directed all of our plays, but like he was getting really old. And like, I remember, this is like, literally loved him. Nothing against him. One day, he was talking about the Titanic. He was like, that was the biggest ship ever made. And we'll never make another ship that big. We're like, Mr. Hunt, I'm pretty sure. We're like, there's like other ships. We were like, oh no, we were talking. We're like, oh yeah, there's this cruise ship that is like a replica of the Titanic and you get to eat what they ate and stuff. And he's like, oh honey, no. They have never been able to make a ship that big again.
Oh no.
We're like, I'm pretty sure the ship's like three times the size of the Titanic. And he was like,
I remember when penicillin was invented.
Yeah.
There'll never be a medicine as good as penicillin.
But like our class,
I remember when the cotton slacks were invented. If only there were a different type of pants that were better, more comfortable than cotton slacks. Too bad that hasn't been invented.
Ah,
the Oregon Trail. Probably the best form of transportation I've ever seen.
Stop!
There will never be a better form of transportation.
But our class, the thing was, and he was like in one movie forever ago as a cab driver. But like our
he's Jimmy Fallon, he was in Taxi.
God damn it.
Is that the one with Queen Latifah?
I'm pretty sure. Oh my God. It was very similar to that, bro.
Oh, God.
But our class was mostly discussing movies and just like learning the history of entertainment.
Right.
And it wasn't like what I would like to do. I mean, I already like have ideas of like the curriculum I'd like to do where it's like there's going to be however many projects in the year, like film projects. It's like, okay, this time you're the director. Okay, this time you're the PA. Like you guys all, you learn like etiquette because I feel like a lot of that you just like learn and experience.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But like as a kid, you like being able to learn that stuff and like, yeah, because like, he would have a film festival every year, like
that's
where
cool.
You'd make a film every quarter and then like the best ones would be in this film festival.
You know, what's cool with what you just said about like putting people in different like positions to like learn and everything. Mm-hmm. So your journey is like not everyone, like it's not yours. Like my journey wasn't yours and yours isn't mine. Mm-hmm. So like I dropped out of college or whatever and I was going to this one college, just considered like a performing arts college. I thought that if I was going to performing arts college, it was like kind of like the high school that I went to.
Mm.
And I remember like being in there, I was just so like unmotivated there.
Mm.
And you know, like the program was just crap. But beyond that, like even just like as like a minority, as a black guy, I found them teaching me how to be the best like leading white man.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I'm just like, well, I'm never gonna get roles like this. So should I? Fuck.
It's like freaking.
I gotta go.
You.
I gotta go. And it's just like, you know, like they never taught me how to be the best Keith Lee Jr. You know what I mean? And that's one thing like that's one reason I had to leave. I was like, yo, like I will figure it out on my own before I allow some like person, like white or black, teach me how to be the best leading white man. I can't be that. That's mm-hmm. just not me. Like I don't have that. But if you teach me how to be the best black ass Keith or just Keith Lee Jr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's not even put it on there, but just the best Keith Lee Jr. Like I would have stuck around, I'm sure. But you know, journey's different.
That's what's really cool about like what we've all done together is like Smosh Pit was like, I mean, sketch was sketch, but like Pit was us.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's something I miss most about being around each other every day. I am as funny as I am, whatever, on my own. But like, I feel like when we bounce off each other.
Yes, for sure.
It's like a whole different experience. And like.
It was a controlled chaotic energy.
But the people watching loved you for being you.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because you acted well in a role. It was because like even Joven, like he was always the bad guy in the video.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Yeah.
We compliment each other and like. we found our strengths with each other.
Within each other, that's pretty, every time I think about that to this day, I talk to my like friends like at home, like my regular friends mm-hmm. about it all the time. I'm just like, yo, like there's just something that we've created over these past mm-hmm. like 5-6 years that's like, it's undeniable.
It changed us forever.
It changed us all forever.
But I don't want to like look back and be like, because they were the golden days. But like, I don't want to look back and then be like, man, I miss when we were like, because we're going to find our swing and we like want to keep changing.
And it'll always happen. Yeah. It's just more so like those, we were together all the time back then.
And I also think it is definitely, you look back with rose colored glasses too, because I think what also made those years really fun sometimes was because we worked at Defy and things were insane.
Yeah, we got
things were crappy a lot of days. So when we got into those shoots, we were already so just fed up with everything going on that in those moments, then we just had fun together mm-hmm. and we were already just kind of like, who gives a crap?
Yeah, we didn't realize what we were doing at the time. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, no. And I think that's hindsight. The only, that's why it was great. Mm-hmm. If we knew what we were doing, it wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, even like so it was cool. like freaking weird show ideas or video ideas. Oh, it was still like us being like, all right, well, we're going to just mess with each other the whole time.
Some of the most fun was when, because Smosh Pit is doing so well now, but there was that phase where like we thought it was gonna like die.
Views,
we were like, well, this channel's doing garbage. But that was when we were probably having the most fun. Honestly, like for listeners and stuff, go back and like find those Smosh Pit videos from 2017, early 2017.
Was it
2015? 2015
was when we like did like the weird then. First.
2016 is probably when it's at its weirdest. Probably.
But yeah, I love, it's so crazy. Like if I'll be on YouTube and I'll be watching other YouTubers and then the autoplay will just pick whatever's next and I'm like cleaning or whatever. And then sometimes an old video of ours will come on, like part two of The Shocking Liar.
Oh my God.
You were the MVP of that video, dude. That's one of my favorite vlogs to date.
You know
was
what? I have a problem with that. I thank you for that, but I was legitimately freaking afraid.
No,
you were
like,
actually terrified.
Dude, that's a huge thing too. Is like, I totally understand where you're coming from because there was a lot. We still even kind of have crazy punishment videos sometimes, but like, I do have a weird level of anxiety of like, why do they want to do this to me?
Why are you hurting me?
Yeah.
Why do you enjoy this?
Why are you laughing at me and I'm crying right now?
This is the thing. I will say right now, I could go for a hot pepper challenge. I would do that. I would do that right
honestly,
now.
Honestly,
I've been on a spicy kick lately, so I'd actually be down.
We should probably bring that back.
All right,
somehow.
Right now. Let's do it right now.
Right now?
Okay.
Good thing, because I actually. No.
Oh. I'm like, whoa!
I've got a Carolina Reaper right here.
No. There's always going to be those comments on the videos of like, I miss this chapter.
Yeah, I miss this chapter.
And I never want to be that because there's hard times and good times like throughout all of that. And you're right, rose colored glasses. Hell yeah. And like, yeah, I like, and you're saying like, I'm on my path, like you are on your path too, Keith. I believe you've always been and always will be like destined for something amazing because you're too damn talented.
Yeah.
And I think if there's anything that I would tell you is like, just remember your value and keep like keep letting it, this is very cheesy, letting it shine. I don't know why that's just the way it came out of my head, but like.
I like cheesy shit.
Yeah.
I love that. Keep going.
What's up? It's me, corny.
That's what your shirt says.
It's Journey, not corny.
It was,
I thought the C was the J.
I got this new corny shirt. It was Joe Beretta who told me several times, Keith, that he knew you were the most talented entertainer of the whole group. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, just naturally talented.
Don't do that.
Yeah. It's true, man.
Keith, you're a freaking quadruple
quintuple threat. Because you'll hit these moments when you're just like, you just get into it and it's insane. Like, you just go.
You've said that to me before.
That's really sweet.
Once you were like, yeah, no matter what our relationship was, you said to me that there was no denying my ability. And like, throughout everything, there was no denying your ability.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely not.
That makes me feel really good, guys. I'm not going to cry because I'm a thug, but that was really nice.
The group was really like, it was really interesting how it came together because all of us brought something very different to the table.
It was crazy how, like, that's something I will never get over is like, we all came from completely different walks of life.
And it was kind of random. Like, it wasn't like we were chosen because, Noah brings this type of humor and Courtney brings this. It just happened.
It's
and like
almost like too perfect.
And I think a part of it worked because if we hadn't been put in that situation, I don't know if the five of us were the types that would have ever
not
come together.
Not
otherwise
at all.
And so like Noah and Olivia would have never like not hung out and done videos together had it not been, hey, go into a room and do videos together.
We challenged each other.
Like none of us. It was like a puzzle that like we were different pieces and we together.
From a different puzzles. Like, different pieces from different puzzles.
Yes, and like
fit.
Somehow we just fit. Like well, it's next level.
There's a lot of videos that I look at and like I look back. We do those game videos where it's like, okay, who can assemble Legos into a piece or whatever best, right? Okay. And the reason it would be good was because Keith, Olivia, and myself, and Noah would change, but we would be doing insane, just dumb. We'd be going against the idea of the video, right? But the only reason it was funny is because Courtney would be actually doing it properly. And if she wasn't, if it was just all of us being stupid, it would have been just a. It would have been a stupid video because then we have absolutely nothing to measure it by. But Courtney would actually do it properly, be like, "Oh, that's how you're supposed to do it," and this is why these three are stupid.
Dude, the Lego challenge where y'all built like a camera and you're like, "Ah, oh, you broke the aperture."
I forgot all about that.
But yeah, and there'd be a lot of times where like, if it was like the three, if it was you, me, and Noah, it would only work because you and me would do some dumb stuff and Noah would be like, no, that's insane and you guys are dumb. And he'd just roast us and it wouldn't be funny otherwise. It wouldn't be funny if Olivia's stuff on her own, it would just be weird. But there was me always being like, Olivia, what the hell are you saying and doing?
Yeah, you guys really worked well together. Dang, it's so crazy. Oh my God. That's so crazy. People still bring up the show with no name where you and Noah named my show. Like,
And your children.
Oh yeah, Chrome.
Yeah, all my children Cock. Name. My celebrity baby name. So the thing is, I always like have a get a new hat and I'll like have the fans like name it for me and they're cute. Still writing down those K names.
That's great.
Celebrity bake. Exactly.
Olivia Olivia of course threw in knife.
Yeah.
Because knife. It made
just
sense.
Be different.
It made sense.
I love you guys. Y'all ready for this?
All right. Yeah.
Ooh. Hide the mythical sex.
Sorry, that's not it.
Well, we filmed this somewhere else.
We filmed this in Hollywood, behind the Hollywood sign.
I didn't do nothing.
We filmed this at our old Charlie Rose.
Stop. Okay. All right, gang. It is time for freaking.
See, no one else would laugh at that. Only Keith would laugh at that.
I am here for you, brother. I am here
Thanks,
for you.
Thanks, Keith.
Mm-hmm. All right, cute.
You're welcome.
Okay, shut up.
All right.
Okay, so guys, it's time for the Shoot Dude segment. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yo, it's shoot dude time. It's
shoot dude time.
Ian randomly came up with that, like on the first episode or something. Shoot dude.
Shoot dude. Okay.
And so now we're making it into a segment.
Come on.
Basically, we tweeted for people to send us some embarrassing stories. Have you ever had a shoot dude moment? To shootdude@smosh.com. And our writer and our VP, Finnerty, got locked out of the email, so it was tough to get some emails for today, but we still got like 100.
So this is already
a shoot dude situation
because this is embarrassing because we wanted to start a new segment and then we messed it up.
Yeah, but
so shoot dude.
Yeah, but we're gonna be reading your embarrassing story and reacting, relating, vibing. So this shoot dude moment is from Fliss Wolf.
Come on at
Flissbish. They said I was at a water park attempting to get on a donut to roll down the lazy river. I love the lazy river. I sort of did a weird leap/flip/jump onto it. I managed to stay on, but my bikini bottom, SpongeBob, did not. Carefully placed hands did not hide my embarrassment. Her pants came down at a water park. Her bikini bottoms came down.
So she was just in an inner tube.
She was trying to get onto an inner tube for the lazy river.
Oh, no.
And her pants got stuck and she flashed
How did her pants get stuck?
Probably trying to hop up. Maybe they were just a little too big and they like, she was hopping up on the tube, but they like got snagged on the tube and stayed down. That sucks.
You got to get bottom set fit.
I mean, look, that's how I ride the lazy river. My butt has to be touching water.
Ew.
That's the only way it's truly lazy.
It's so gross. I don't ever
weird
remind
for you guys?
Me never get into the lazy river with this guy.
I am so sorry, Fliss, that happened to you, but that's scary. It's like I've had like where your swimsuit top gets untied on accident in the ocean because the waves be trying to get you naked.
Mm-hmm. Bucky naked.
Yeah.
See, I don't know that feeling. It's a swim trunks guy.
Isn't it weird? Have you guys ever been skinny dipping?
I have actually.
Really?
In high school.
So what kind of body of water?
So this was like, okay, so we were in Cincinnati and it was this one rich kid. Like, okay, so like this one rich kid, I don't remember his name. Like all of like the cool hipster kids like would go over his house. His parents were like scientists or some crazy shit. Mm. I don't know. But I just remember we like were at their house, but then they were like, guys, let's go swimming. We weren't drinking. But they were like, guys, let's go swimming. And then we just went down some stairs, and I mean, it was, the stairs were so high up.
That's
just to get down to the piano.
It was a castle.
It was incredible. So we get down there, and then we're just like not drinking, of course, and like just having fun, laughing,
just drinking Hawaiian punch,
right? Exactly.
And
like in red cups, and they're just like, guys, let's go swim
in red cups.
And like, let's go skinny dipping in red cups. And before you know it, like people, they had turned out some of the lights, as you know, some people were afraid. Me did not want anyone to see my little wiener.
No.
So like pretty much they turned out the lights and it got to the point where, you know, I kind of like pulled my clothes down. Dang, my parents are going to see this. No.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to finish
it out.
So I took it off and I was like, you know, I put my little butt on the concrete and then I like kind of dipped in like that. And then I started swimming and my little wiener was just like, ooh.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel weird being a boy in the water?
It was different.
It's weird.
But I definitely stayed away from everybody, you know. I was like, you stay over there. I'm naked. You can't see. Yeah, it was great.
Wow, that's fun.
I've never been. It was fun.
I never went skinny dipping.
It was fun.
No.
Let's go.
You want to go skinny dipping?
No. I'm scared.
Look, like, I'll stay on the other side of the pool. Like, you see, I don't want
lights
you
off, pitch black, right. Pool light off.
How many shoot dudes does that earn?
That is a shoot dude moment. I'd give that like 4 out of 5 shoot dudes.
Ooh.
Accidental nudity? Are you kidding? Bro.
Like in Lazy Town or Lazy
in
River?
In Lazy River. So it's a bunch of people just lazy and they're going, ah!
Yeah. Like, you excited everybody in that lazy river.
I would say I'd give it one shoot, dude. Because look, in the lazy river, no one cares. Everyone's already lazy. They're just kind of like, whatever. They're just there to relax.
But if you see some ass up in the sky in lazy river, that's a good old 5 what is it? Shoots? That's 5 shoots.
That's
is it out
shoot
of 5?
Dude, 5 shoot dudes. Yeah. Okay. And also, this is the first of many shoot dudes. So I guess that's okay to set the bar pretty low.
I also think, though, like maybe I'm just... But maybe I'm biased because working in this industry, being dressed up and not wearing much clothes so often,
you're used.
Like
to
I'm just like, ah, nobody cares.
But when you're like young,
when you're young,
and
it does
girl?
Suck. I understand. It's I'm not saying it's not a shoot dude moment. It's a shoot dude moment. I'm just saying like you're fine. Like no one's really like being like, oh, I remember that thing.
Oh my god,
it's not a shoot dude. That's a shit. Fuck.
Today's shit fuck moment is brought to you.
I just look, okay, this is the thing. The water's already going slow. And I just can't imagine somebody's ass.
Stop destroying the set. Trying to get into the tube.
What if they were perfectly like squeezed underneath the tube and only their ass was coming out of the inner tube? It's like, is that just an ass?
And they were stuck.
Like just like it's like a donut. It's like a donut with an ass in the middle.
With legs up, like kicking it underwater. She's like,
no. See, there's worse situations. If the inner tube, if you'd gotten into the inner tube, your pants were down. You're in the inner tube, and then the inner tube flipped over, and then you're just ass up out of the water. Look, it's the Loch Ness monster. Sorry, I know. It, for the person who sent this in, I know you're probably embarrassed. Whatever. If this had happened to me, I'd be embarrassed too. But then I would later on be laughing about it because it's like,
yeah,
it's
you
funny.
Gotta laugh.
She got
it's also not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong.
No, if she did anything wrong, it was sharing it with all of us. Now she can.
Yeah, see, you brought it to the internet.
Now, look, now we, you come on, you can not expect
you
us to laugh.
You could have kept it at Hurricane Harbor.
Come on, that's look, and nobody else would have known. Shoot,
but
dude.
You brought it out. No, it's great.
It's great.
Super
good
funny.
Story.
That's a great story.
Sorry about that shoot dude moment, Fliss, but you're going to be okay and you're going to be laughing about it. I mean,
you will be laughing about it eventually.
It's really good.
I'm sure.
You're probably already, if you're willing to write in
you're laughing.
About it, you're laughing.
You're laughing. Look, I hope you're laughing because I'm here. Can I actually be laughing this hard?
It's What? It's funny.
It is funny.
Just funny accidental stuff like that is funny.
I just want her to be laughing that I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I want to like.
Oh, you're fine. You're not making fun of her. We're laughing with you, Fliss. Don't worry.
And also, Keith, I should point out, Keith laughs at everything.
Yes. No, that's a good. Yeah.
I do.
Dude, I'll never forget when it was me, Noah, and Keith. This was early on. This is like one of my first weeks at Smosh. And we're eating at this burger place. We're eating outside. And all of a sudden, this lady crossing the street, she was on her phone. She's not paying attention. She trips on the sidewalk walking. She was on the street walking along the crosswalk. As she comes up to the sidewalk, she just catches her foot on the sidewalk. And I mean, just face plants. And we're right there. Right there. And Keith just points and starts laughing. She was fine. She got up. What made it funny is that she got up super quickly and acted like nothing happened. She like got up and just like kept walking and like didn't get up and be like, oh my God, or like get up and be like, I'm okay. She just got up and was silent and just darted. Walked so fast.
She
away.
Definitely shattered a knee. She was just in shock. Have you guys seen that viral video of that like girl? She was like a stripper, but she was on like a two-story like stripping pole and she fell down.
Oh,
and then she fell down and the girl's like another stripper's like at the edge of the edge of the stage. But when the girl falls down, she gets up and starts twerking again. That's what it reminded
you
me.
You gotta
of.
Own
but,
it.
But like, that's the thing. She kept twerking, and some people started like clapping for, like, okay, bitch, like, okay. But then this is the problem. She's like, she has like a GoFundMe now because she had to get surgery on her chin. See, shock will have you messed up. So yeah. I'm telling you, that lady adrenaline. Fell so hard that she probably shattered an eight. But like, it was it's not funny that happened, but it was, she hit hard.
But I think you gotta laugh at that stuff. That's why, like, making fun of each other for things and laughing eliminates the ability for people to make fun of you and hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Oh, so, I'm like, you gotta laugh at
your like I said, no one's the exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you're laughing at a specific person. You will laugh at anything.
Yeah, you will literally laugh at anything.
Sorry.
And you also have laughed whenever something embarrassing happens to you, you laugh immediately.
I don't know what else to do. It's just like, oh, well, I could either cry about this or laugh.
I also realized, Keith, you flashed your butt at all of us when we were shooting a vlog when we were at the swimming pool. Remember? Like, I think that made it into the video.
I flashed too many butt.
You shamooed out of the water. You free-willied and you just, your butt was out.
What did y'all see all this ass?
Oh, my God. Courtney. You know what's crazy is apparently I have like a cousin. I meet new cousins and new relatives all the time.
Oh, my God.
I know. Mormon life. Hashtag Mormon life.
Keith almost fell out of the chair.
How did that happen? It's a ghost. It's a ghost in this bitch.
Careful.
You fall on the ground, start twerking. Like, I think Keith needs help.
Dude, but apparently.
That's the signal.
One of my cousins that I had met, and she's really cool, she was originally going to come to the Phoenix show, but I guess her parents saw that one Try Not to Laugh where you had stuck your finger out of your jeans. Like,
oh,
and they were like, I don't like that kind of content. You can't
go.
And they didn't let her go. But I was like, dude, that was years ago.
It was also not real.
Yeah. I ruined it.
No, it's fine.
Also not real.
We'll make sure she gets some other show.
Look, nobody ever flashed anyone on Try Not to Laugh.
So I know. No, so I'm not liked.
No.
I'm just like, I don't care.
Peepees aren't liked. No nudity on Smosh.
Oh, God.
None. Well. But yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me.
Oh, hell yeah.
And thanks for listening to us talk about tour. Be careful. Wow, that's going to be great for the pod. That's going to be great for the listening people.
I'm them into RMS.
Just gargling my favorite coffee. I think I'm happy with what we did here.
I'm happy with it.
I think this is a solid. And if you want to do us a solid, and if you like our pod, go ahead and subscribe to the Smoshcast if you want to watch with your eyes, or get on the listening apps and listen with your ears, because on Wednesdays, the full audio comes out for your ears, and on Fridays, the full video comes out for your eyes.
Yes, God.
Hit all the senses.
Come on, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Come
hit
on,
all
God.
The senses. We've had some new merch coming out. I think we're going to be releasing new merch like a lot more often, which is going to be fun. So you check those out at smosh.store.
Let me have some.
Tour is not happening anymore, so there's no tickets to be sold anywhere. But if there ever is another one, there will be emails and newsletters to come out. So if you want to sign up for the newsletter, don't miss out on that.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Oh.
And don't forget to send Shoot Dude moments to shootdude@smosh.com.
That's
we
right.
will be reading those and reacting and laughing at you or laughing with you, depending.
Yeah. That was not me.
Whoa.
That was Courtney.
Keith.
Courtney.
I don't even do that.
Courtney.
Why would I do that?
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
You're pretty cool.
You're pretty cool.
Shut up. Sick. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Why is that? I don't like.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.